Hello and welcome to the ChannelBuzz.ca podcast. I'm Robert Dott, editor of ChannelBuzz.ca, and as always, your host for the show. Today, we're taking a dive into the challenges Canadian SMB customers have faced through the COVID-19 pandemic era through the eyes of Cisco. As you're probably aware, Cisco unveiled a major push to reach small business with its By Design launch at Partner Summit 2019, and who knew then just how much SMB needs would change over just over a year. We're joined today by Aaron Hipp and Seamus McDonough, representing Cisco's Meraki and WebEx businesses respectively, to discuss just what they've seen from smaller customers, how they've reacted, and how they've enabled partners through all of this. We'll talk about why Cisco partners should be talking up zero-touch provisioning in a year when touch is the enemy. We'll talk about how offerings have evolved with SMB price points and top priorities in mind. We'll talk about how Cisco sees the importance of driving speed and velocity through simplicity in the small business space, and how they're ramping up the support available to channel partners serving smaller customers. We'll even get a little bit of a preview of what's to come for both the WebEx and Meraki businesses in 2021. It's a great conversation, so let's get right into it. My chat with Aaron Hipp and Seamus McDonough. Aaron, Seamus, thanks so much for taking the time. I appreciate your time to join me.
Glad to be here.
We talk so much about Canada being a nation of SMB, and I'm sure that's something that is true to you guys, and I wanted to take a moment to kind of go through what the pandemic has meant for the for SMBs in general and for their technology needs in specific.
Yeah, and in the spring, I think we all thought we were entering the sprint. We were going home. We were staying isolated for a couple of weeks, getting back to work. And I think as the weeks and months started to progress, we realized this was going to look more like a marathon. And small businesses, they became nimble, and they became nimble and problem solvers really quickly and went into action to understand what they needed to do to transform the way they operate. So it's been really amazing to see the way these businesses have been able to adapt and in many cases even thrive.
And how has the technology need aspect of that changed as that, you know, the hare kind of becomes the tortoise and hunkers down and gets used to it? Obviously, the early going was just making sure everyone could work remotely or work in whatever new way they needed to. But how is it? What have you seen in terms of dominant trends since then?
Yeah, so we got a lot of really great intel in the spring when we launched a small business recovery campaign. Mm-hmm. So we gave businesses the opportunity to fill out an application. They could tell us how they would use technology to transform the way they work. And we awarded 12 of them with a Meraki access point, a security appliance, a switch, and some WebEx licenses. And so through that process, we heard from all types of businesses. We heard from startups, retailers, healthcare customers, agriculture customers, and we started to see some common themes around what their needs were and how they were rapidly transforming their business. So one of those common themes was wireless access. So it was no longer a nice to have, it was a necessity. It needed to be easy to deploy, it needed to be reliable. So lucky for us, we had a solution for that, but that was one of the early needs, especially for retailers that were dealing with different delivery services and things like that. They needed that robustness. A second theme we saw was security. So many businesses were migrating a lot of their programs to the cloud, and they wanted to make sure their data was secure. We were also seeing a lot of businesses move to e-commerce platforms. So that transition was new for a lot of them and required a new dependence on the network. And then the last one I would say would be the ability to collaborate more effectively. So for many of us in our industry, for our partners, we're used to the art of the WebEx and understanding how to collaborate efficiently through that platform. But for a lot of small businesses, they were asking for our help in adapting to that new way of life.
All right. Great. Can you walk me through kind of some of the offers and some of the approaches you took from a Meraki point of view to kind of surface opportunities and that sort of thing?
So from a Meraki perspective, we've always had this concept of zero touch provisioning, which is the ability to configure without through the browser interface in our dashboard without being on site with the hardware. So not only is that zero touch language actually really welcomed now because touching is frowned upon, that whole concept, I keep telling our partners, use zero touch provisioning, the language is hot. That also has given our customers the ability to get these networks spun up and pivot quickly. And we've seen our partners jump in and use their expertise to create new service offerings and use a lot of their managed services to take the burden off the customers completely, which we found has been welcomed and a lifeline for a lot of the customers. And the other trend that we're seeing is a demand on for physical security and for sensor technology. So now that a lot of our customers aren't at their physical locations, they want to make sure that they're keeping them safe. So we can do that through our MV cameras, being able to monitor through that same dashboard they monitor their network. We have our MT sensors, so they can monitor opening and closing of doors or freezer or refrigerator doors in a restaurant. We can use our water sensors to detect moisture or leaks or temperature or humidity sensors as well. So this is all added security from an IoT perspective that's seamlessly integrating into the dashboard and just providing another layer of service to our customers.
I think it also speaks to the extent to which the Moroccification of things, if you will, has gone at Cisco. So much of the awareness, at least historically, of Meraki was obviously around the Wi-Fi access point and that kind of core business. Are we at the point where your partners are kind of fully trained up, fully aware of kind of that whole gamut of Meraki things that are out there?
So I think that our partners have been wonderful at adapting and going on this journey with us. So in the beginning, we were only wireless access points, and then we moved on to our full stack story. And I think we're all learning together as we enter this camera and sensor era of Meraki, if you will. Who are these new buyers within our customers? Who are these facilities or OT folks? Who is responsible for the other parts of the network that we might not be as accustomed to? And so we're all working together. And the beauty of the Meraki dashboard with the open APIs is that our partners have been able to develop a lot of really cool solutions and move quickly with our customers to meet their new demands.
All right. And how do you find smaller customers are thinking about the near future and kind of where they go from here? We talked a lot about sort of the path to get to the end of 2020. What are they thinking about in terms of technology directions, strategies, and how technology will enable that for 2021 and beyond?
So it's a great question, and I think a lot of us in every aspect of our lives are surviving now and trying to figure out how we best are equipped for today and the next couple of months. But I mentioned that transition to e-commerce and also I would say a big focus around collaboration and being able to work more effectively across different locations. And so we're seeing a lot of strategic conversations around the future and the evolution of the business. And it's been a more heavy reliance on technology in those conversations to say, here's what we're trying to do. We need to adapt our business. How can technology help us to do that? When in many cases, we were considered the plumbing or what kept the lights on for a lot of these customers. So it's been fun to go on that journey with them.
Seamus, let's bring you in for a second here and talk about the collaboration side of things. It has been a big year for Webex in just about any measure.
Yeah, you could say that. It's been great to see the amount of changes that we've made within Webex and how we've been able to adapt and help our customers and our partners be a little bit more successful and give them the ability to work from anywhere, especially in this time where we are all working from home.
Mm. obviously for Cisco folks, and I imagine for most of your partners, these were well entrenched best practices well prior to 2020. Although I'm sure they've evolved. But can you talk a little bit sort of what you've seen coming in from the customer point of view, the kind of different demands that you're seeing through the COVID spike, and then how this sort of translated coming out of it?
Yeah, I think when we looked at how we were, you know, positioning WebEx and being able to connect with anyone throughout the world, you know, anywhere in your city via video, and also being able to stand things up to the cloud, we looked at it as a way to, you know, bring people together. And it really fast-forwarded those things when the COVID situation took place. And where our partners were very well adept and ready to position our products and have a very wide knowledge of how to do this, I think that they were overwhelmed with the amount of need and our customers looking to move to the cloud and being able to move it, you know, to work from home. And we got a lot of great feedback based on those customers that, you know, had adapted and had moved to WebEx, you know, before COVID, and how thankful they were. And for those that we were able to help get through this process very quickly made us feel even better too. And I think that our partners have learned a lot, and we've definitely learned a lot on what, you know, what the product has been and listening to what our customers are wanting to continue to make it better. And that's made me really happy to work here and to be able to connect people in a time where you're not able to see people face to face and in person, but it feels like you're that way when you're, you know, talking to someone on video.
It certainly helps. Yes, absolutely. And although this is an audio podcast, we are on video as we speak. So I'm looking at you as you tell me that.
Yeah, and we're on WebEx.
Absolutely. What can you tell me about the kind of growth you've seen through the COVID spike? I mean, we certainly heard some numbers early in the, you know, around the time of Cisco Live, we heard some numbers about the growth you'd seen then, but I'm curious what's kind of gone on since then in the WebEx world.
Yeah, so when prior to COVID, we were seeing around, you know, tens of thousands of individuals signing up for our freemium version of WebEx on a weekly basis. When COVID hit, those numbers moved to millions on a weekly perspective. So our freemium usage jumped to 13 million, you know, basically overnight. It was people, we were trying to do what we could to help the customers and help people connect. And when we looked at, you know, our Q1 of what we just had here, and our global conferencing bookings have actually been up 15%. And we see that as a large number of that is through our partners and, you know, driving the small business. And we really believe that our small business customers are helping us through this, and we're making sure that we can help them get over these tough times and keep the lights on.
All right. You touch on kind of those early day offers and that throwing open of the freemium model to get folks up and running in a hurry. Can you talk a little bit about what you've done on the back end of that, both you and your partners, to convert some of those, A, to get folks on long term, and B, this has obviously been a big mantra for a couple of years at Cisco, CX, 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 making sure customers are getting value out of it, getting the most out of it, and building on kind of those base blocks.
Yeah, so we've definitely seen a need to help our customers, you know, get their, you know, convert those people that were using free into maybe a paid subscription, and making sure that they have the ability and expertise to get there. Some of the things that we're doing was we've implemented different organizations from Cisco to help our partners with their implementations, you know, free of charge. We understand the need is there from our customers, especially in the small business. You know, everybody is really running on fumes, and everybody's, you know, stretched thin. And we want to do what we can to continue to help our partner community more than ever right now. So we've implemented, you know, different groups and organizations from an engineering side to help those partners with implementations, and really, train and not only learn from them on what they're doing right and understand how we can make things easier for them, but also, you know, be there for them in a time of need as well.
All right. Can you touch on the kinds of resources you're bringing on board and how you're helping, you know, enable partners?
Yeah, absolutely. So as we've looked into this year, Cisco has truly doubled, if not tripled, quadrupled down on the small business space, and especially with Webex. And as we look to our Canadian partners, we've heard from them, and we've understood that there's a need to grow the Webex footprint from a Cisco perspective. So we're going to be dedicating 16 new people to the space to help our partners, sell to their customers, onboard their customers, and really, you know, enable them. We'll be rolling these new individuals out over the next few months, and we'll continue to grow. And we are committed to this space. And as G2, our leader, says from our senior vice president, he's looking to make the WebEx experience 10 times better for not only our customers, but for our partners. So we're going to start off by doing that by, you know, adding people to the space and ensuring that our Canadian partners are, you know, feel the love through Cisco, because we want to be there to help them.
So it is sort of fortuitous timing, as much as we can use that term in 2020, in that Cisco had sort of ramped up activity in the SMB market starting last year around the time of Partner Summit with the launch of By Design, and kind of putting that message out there that SMB is going to be a priority going forward. But how have sort of the model of engaging SMB and the kind of pricing plans and that sort of thing that are available for SMB evolved over the course of the year?
So it's a good question. When we looked to help our partners in SMB, not only did we want to help them via resources dedicated to collaboration and WebEx, but we also wanted to help them from an ordering process. We want our partners to be successful. And in order to do that, we want to actively help them and give them the ability to drive speed and velocity through simplicity. Mm-hmm. And that is the perfect message for the launch of FlexPlan 3.0. And speeding up the process of, you know, quoting to ordering, being more competitive with our price points where we haven't been before, because we understand the small business budgets. And we want to make sure that our products and our price points meet the needs of our customers. Mm-hmm. So that's what you'll see in the launch of the new plan and new offers, is it's truly helping. It was built, custom built for our small business customers and our small business partners as it relates to positioning. And not only with FlexPlan 3.0, where we're thinking about our small business partners and our small business in general, but also with the new launch of another offer, which is Cisco's Secure Remote Workforce. Mm-hmm. And that is the combination of WebEx with Duo, Umbrella, and our Cloud Mailbox Defense. It's one SKU. It's one price. We really wanted to simplify everything that encompasses the ability for a customer to work from home, everything they might need to buy with that. And not only that, it works so great with the Meraki platform as well. We love it.
So great thoughts on sort of how you guys have helped with SMBs building resiliency. To wrap things up a bit, maybe can I just get thoughts from both of you on what partners can expect from your respective lines of business at Cisco over the next little while, and in terms of the way things will go in the SMB world?
So from the Meraki side, you can count on us to be nimble with you. So we're all learning as we go. Mm-hmm. Quarter by quarter, we're spending lots of time asking our customers how they're doing, what new challenges they're facing, and trying to adapt our solutions around that. So we are partners with you in trying to understand which direction we need to go and how we can best serve our customers. From the Cisco perspective as a whole, 2 years ago, we made an investment in small business. We saw the opportunity there, creating focus with that customer subset, and we've got the infrastructure to support. We've got sales teams across the entire country, and we have over 10 Meraki specialists that are there in region to help with go-to-markets in all those specific regions. So we ask for you to collaborate with us, let us know what you need, and we want to be strong business partners and work through this to best serve our customers and our partner community.
All right. And Seamus, I know you you might have some more details of the future of the WebEx business coming up in the next few weeks, perhaps.
Yeah, there's definitely going to be a lot of great new announcements for our partners at WebEx One on December 8th and 9th. But you can count on us to continue to listen to you. We'll continue to be here to help continuing to advance and the platform and the experience for our customers, not only through the meetings, but the entire collaboration portfolio, meetings, calling, contact center, applications. And we also will continue to listen to our partners to what they need help with. And as Aaron mentioned, we're going to continue to double down and triple down on small business and our partners. And we want to do everything we can to make sure that they're successful. So we're here to listen, we're here to help, and we'll get through this together. And we're looking forward to a very great 2021. And we look forward to seeing all of you at WebEx One on December 8th.
All right. Brilliant. Once again, thank you both for your time. Much appreciated.
Thank you, Rob.
Thank you, Rob. As a channel person at heart, it's always good to be back with my people.
There you have it. A look at how SMB customers reacted to the pandemic from Cisco's point of view. I'd like to thank Aaron and Seamus for joining us for the podcast, thank Cisco for their continuing support of the site, and of course, thank you for listening today. The ChannelBuzz.ca podcast will be back next week. I know there's still most of the final month of the year to go, but who isn't anxious to put 2020 into the rearview mirror, really? So we're going to get an early start to our New Year's podcast series as we take a look at the dumpster the year that has been 2020, and look forward to a hopefully more sunny day in 2021 as we're joined by ESET Canada Channel Chief Cameron Leatham. Between now and then, please feel free to subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss an episode. You'll find us on both Google Podcasts and Apple Podcasts. And if you feel so inclined, please do leave a comment to let us know how we're doing. Until next time, I'm Robert Duff for ChannelBuzz.ca, and I'll see you around the channel.